In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Dear faithful, there is no other name by which we may be saved. These words from St. Peter's truly apostolic speech, recorded in the book of Acts, are like the echo of the words spoken by the angel to Saint Joseph. You shall call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The great importance of a name can sometimes be lost on us modern people, because we tend to view names simply as a sort of label. After all, we need to have something to call people. Parents are always happy to pick a name for their newborn. They pick a name because they love it, because it's cute, because they love the patron saints. But in the scriptures, names have a great importance because they reveal who someone is and what God's plan for him or her is. Indeed, the act of creation itself is presented by the book of Genesis as a sort of divine naming process. And he called the light day, and the darkness night, and so on. When God names things, he's not just assigning random labels, he's actually making them what they are. In the act of creation, again, God gives, in fact, to things that existed potentially in his divine mind from all eternity. When the Bible wants to reveal to us the purity of Adam's mind before the fall, it speaks to us again of naming. The Lord, God having formed out of the ground all the beasts of the earth and all the fowls of the air, brought them Adam to see what he would call them. For whatsoever Adam called any living creature, the same is its name. We can read in Genesis. So Adam was given the power to give name to animals. In the state of original justice, Adam understood the inner harmony of God's creation. Naming the lower creatures means he understood what they were and their place in God's plan. Throughout sacred history, when God intervenes to give someone a special role, he will often change that person's name. As when Abraham becomes Abraham, or when Simon Bar-Yona becomes Peter, or Saul becomes Paul, etc., etc. The biblical genealogies often explain the symbolic meaning of people's name. So we see why the angel speaks the way he does to Saint Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Dear faithful, that "for" is important. The baby will be called Jesus, not because it's a cute name, but because he is the Savior. We celebrate the feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus on the Sunday after the feast of the circumcision. In keeping with the Jewish custom, Jesus received his name like other boys, 8 days after his birth, when this sacred rite was performed. In the case of Jesus, this naming ceremony had a special significance because he received the name of Savior at that very moment when he shed the first drop of his blood for our redemption. The Feast of the Holy Name, therefore, is one of the many reminders we receive in Christmastide about the reason this divine infant has come to us, to save us from our sins. His name, therefore, is not just a label, but it tells us everything we need to know about him. Reflecting on the suffering and exaltation of Christ, St. Paul says, "He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross, for which cause God also has exalted him and has given him a name which is above all names." Dear faithful, the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus honors the name that God himself chose for his incarnation. The origin of this name is from the Hebrew Yeshua, which means salvation. Yahweh is the holy name of God, meaning I am, as revealed by God speaking to Moses, "I am who am." No, "I am who I am," but "I am who am." So the name of the Lord means God is salvation. God saves. This name is very appropriate given what he came to earth to do. When we use the name of Jesus, we use it with reverence and with thanks for the grace of salvation we receive through our Redeemer. You notice that in the liturgy, the priest bows his head any time he pronounces the name of Jesus. For the Holy Fathers of the Church, the Desert Fathers, the name of Jesus was a prayer in itself. It is said that Saint Anthony the Great, when he did not know what to say to Jesus, to God, he was repeating and repeating the name of Jesus all day with devotion. This name is the last name that many people dying on their deathbed will say before they pass. And if we are called to assist someone dying, there is nothing to say other than Jesus, Mary, Joseph, pray for me. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, pray for me. The name of Jesus, dear friends, when invoked with confidence, brings us help in our need, according to the promise of Christ. In the Acts of the Apostle, it is reported that in the name of Jesus, the apostles cured the lame and restored the dead to life. Jesus said, "If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you." For this reason, most of the prayers of the Mass are concluded with the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus gives consolation in spiritual trials. When we pronounce it, we confess our complete and absolute need of and dependency on the Savior, Jesus Christ. facing difficulties of life, we repeat, we should repeat instinctively the name of Jesus, because this name is written upon our hearts. In times of joy and success, we should sing the name of Jesus, because we can only know the true God and His love for us through Jesus. Dear faithful, with the feast of the holy name of Jesus, the Church invites us to spend time at the manger. Invites us to render grateful and pious homage to the Savior who humbled Himself so profoundly for us. When we exalt the most holy name of Jesus, we express what He is, who He is, Savior and Redeemer. This name synthesizes the great mysteries of the Incarnation and Redemption. It is the center of the universe, like a point of contact, like a bridge between God and all mankind. With Jesus, we go to the crib. We go from the crib, to the cross. It is the very beginning of a new year. We have received and give a lot of greetings and best wishes. The best one, the most desirable one is this. O Lord, I beg you above all, imprint your name on my heart and mind, so that I may always love you and do joyfully your divine will. Happy feast day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.